When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. We're in episode 83, and 83 has always been one of my favorite numbers, probably because it was the year I was born. All right, now everyone knows how old I am. But I am so excited that I have an amazing person that I get to introduce you all to on our very special episode. Before we get into all of that, you probably have looked at the title of this episode, Personal Brands Pay Off in Six Figures. Of course, having a personal brand is going to pay off. So we're going to dive into that. But before we do that, I want to do a shout out to one of our listeners, and this is to one of my dear friends, Christy McConnon. I'm so glad that she wrote a review so we could do a shout out for her. She wrote, "Brooke, thanks for always sharing practical tips on how to run a purpose-driven business. You have shown me how to be an authentic influencer by being one yourself. Keep shining your light and blessing the lives of others." Oh, Christy, thank you so much for the review and for the shout out. I had to shout out to you. And if anyone is struggling, I'm going to totally plug Christy here because I know who she is. So if anyone has someone that they know or themselves have or is currently struggling with breast cancer, Christy is your girl. She has an amazing Facebook group, and all she does is, this is a perfect example of creating a personal brand. She has created a brand that she is a support group for people who are struggling going through the whole breast cancer process, which I have a friend who's doing it right now. And so I'm so glad that she's got Christy in her corner. And she also helps people who have gone through it and get tips from them and everything. An amazing, amazing community. So there's your shout out to Christy right back at you. All right. So creating a personal brand. I'm so excited for you to hear from my next guest. This is Chanel. She is someone that I have just met recently, and I had an amazing time interviewing her. So let's dive right in so she can show you what creating a personal brand is really all about. All right. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited. I have found another one of my girls, and I'm so excited to share her message and her mission with you. Her name is Chanel Rivera, and I am just super excited to introduce her to all of you and to the podcast. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to speak to you today as well.
Yes, this is going to be so much fun. All right. So first, I would just love to hear kind of your story, because you have some amazing like credibility of things that you have done. And I'm sure not all of it was easy, you know, but I would love to just hear your story of kind of how you came to this place of where you're at now.
Absolutely. So I actually will go way back in a really quick manner of time. So I started when I was 16 working at the Cheesecake Factory, and I stayed there for 10 years when the recession hit, the last recession hit, and I met this boy, and I was, you know, I was in love. Don't worry, it worked out great because he's my husband now. And he convinced me to leave my job and travel the country with him. So I was young and I got to travel with him, and it was amazing. But after about a year of traveling, I really found myself in this place of wanting to be independent and have my own money again. And so I was looking for jobs for him because he traveled for work, and I found him a job, like I was looking at jobs at FedEx for him, and I applied for one in my hometown, and I got a call back immediately, and they wanted to hire me. And I thought, okay, well, this is a good way to go back to working without having to go back into waitressing and the hospitality industry and all of that. And I started making $9 an hour. I was 26 years old, making $9 an hour. And being an optimistic person, I was trying to be really excited about it, but it was really draining on me. So I kept thinking, you know, how do I get ahead? And within 4 years, I actually became a district manager at FedEx. It was the fastest I broke all kinds of records at FedEx of taking these really disheveled stores that weren't profitable, that weren't happy with the team. You know, the team was really disgruntled and customer service was terrible. And I turned them all around, started making all of these profits. And I became a district manager where I had 12 stores. And once I hit that, I was making six figures. I had this amazing team that I still get goosebumps about talking about. And somehow I still felt really unfulfilled. I was making six figures. I was doing better financially. I had this really prestigious career. I had put myself back through college, finished my bachelor's degree, and I was still really depressed. And I've kept thinking, you know, if somebody who's really smart and powerful like me still feels this isolated, there has to be another woman that feels this way, right? And I think I convinced myself that I felt that way because my peers at FedEx were predominantly older white men, and I didn't fit in. I'm very hot pink and sparkly, and so maybe they just didn't understand me. And I started a beauty group on Facebook called Hashtag Beauty and Hustle, and within 24 hours, 5,000 women joined.
Wow, and that's amazing.
Yeah, and that was back in the day where it wasn't like approve all, where I had to, you know, click on each name. And I remember in that moment going, holy macaroni, this means that there's way more than one person that needs this. And so honestly, it started off as a makeup group, and we would do makeup challenges and makeup live videos. And what I realized is that there were so many women craving other women that wanted to be happy for them when they were getting promoted or celebrating a birthday. Maybe they don't have family, maybe their boyfriend was bad, or, you know, and it quickly turned into also women needed all of this support to escape violent relationships or to have a baby and not have the finances for it. And we became this sisterhood almost overnight of helping facilitate change in women's lives. And it was incredible because I was going to work and I was very, you know, on the straight and arrow. I was the number one district manager in FedEx, and I was had all this prestige. And then I would come home and I would do like the Little Mermaid makeup look with glitter all over my face. So it was very much so this double life I was living. And very quickly I started, people wanted to buy lipstick and stuff for me. So I created my own lipstick line. I created my own apparel line and people were buying it. I started making six figures right away. And because they were bought into this entire community, not just a product. And then during that whole thing, I started every direct sales in the whole wide world wanted to recruit me. And I never really felt passionate about what they were selling or some of the products or maybe some of the tactics that I had seen. Because let's be honest, as a group admin of 25,000 women, you can only imagine the amount of spam I was getting. So I never felt really good about it. And at that point, I was approached by somebody that was selling LuLaRoe. And I was like, well, this is kind of different. I looked at it from a business perspective, not somebody trying to make money. And I was like, well, LuLaRoe would simply be my wholesaler. I wasn't in it for like the team or anything like that. And I launched LuLaRoe and I started making $35,000 a month in top line revenue. And my mind was completely blown, right? And it was so amazing to see that these clothes were not only helping me financially, but they were really creating a different community of women that were starting to wear these clothes and they felt comfortable in them and all of these things. So at a specific point in my career at FedEx, I quit and I did LuLaRoe full time with my husband. I loved it so much, but I missed the coaching aspect of what I was doing at FedEx, you know, getting people promoted and all of that. And I actually started coaching people in LuLaRoe of how to make their businesses more profitable and such. And so eventually I came to the end of the road with LuLaRoe. I was doing really well, but my coaching business is where my heart was. And so I thought, you know what? Maybe if I had more time of not selling leggings and helping these women, I could really make a big, big impact. And so that's what I started to do. And I love every second of it. I'm currently a director for pharmacy as well. And this was also one of these products that, you know, every single direct sales company has tried to, hey, do you want to sell this makeup? And I'm like, no. And pharmacy came along, and I kid you not, 3 nights in a row, I woke up in hot sweats. Like, why are you not joining this company? Why are you not bringing this to women? You know, because at LuLaRoe, the buy-in at that time was 10, 15 grand. I didn't really have a big team, but at pharmacy, you're talking 20 bucks. And my subconscious just kept waking me up going, there's huge opportunity and you're being selfish by not stepping up to the plate. And so right now I do my coaching business, but I also am a director at pharmacy. I love every second of it. And there's just such massive impact that you can make in so many different ways when you're utilizing a company that makes a lot of sense to you. And so I love it.
Oh, I love that so much. And it's so important because I think a lot of people, when they're like, okay, I want to learn how to make money, especially I want to make money from home. Like, that's kind of where people's minds are right now, you know? And so they're like, well, I'll just join a network marketing company. And then it doesn't matter if, like, I really am aligned with them. Like, if it sells itself, I'm going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't really do that. So I love that you have found something that, like, it aligns with your passion and the brand that you've already created.
Totally. And that's basically what I teach women is something called SaaS, which is success through SaaS, strategy, authenticity, and soul. And it really comes down to that. You know, if you don't love makeup and skincare or feel that you can empower others with it, don't sell it, you know, just because you see, I call her Sally Sugar. She's my antagonist all the time. You see Sally Sugar killing it with it. It doesn't mean that you will. And it doesn't mean that she's wrong, but it doesn't mean that you will because you're not being authentic to yourself, you know? And so I think that's the biggest piece that I see people fall into these pitfalls of. They see somebody else doing really well with it and they're excited about it, which is great, but like, does it align with you? And it's one of the main reasons that I left LuLaRoe. I mean, I was making a lot of money with LuLaRoe without a team. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything of what conspiracy theorists will call it. You know, I wasn't racking in on this huge team. I was making a lot of money selling product, you know, buying product wholesale and selling it retail and rinsing and repeating, but it didn't align to what my personal brand was all about and where I was trying to go in the future. And I think that's the other thing is that people feel like once you start one thing that nothing else will ever work or that you shouldn't try something else again. And you just evolve. I mean, we're humans evolve. I'm not the same person I was 7 years ago. So why would I think that what's worked for me 7 years ago would work for me today? It may and it may not, you know?
Yeah, I love that. So I think like one thing that I talk about a lot is that having a personal brand is really the key to being successful in network marketing because there are so many people out there that are selling the same thing as everybody else. But the key is to have that personal brand and like you've nailed it. So what are some tips that people that you can give people who are listening of how they can create their own personal brand?
Yeah, thank you for the shout out because I feel I've worked really hard to be personally branded and I can't agree with you more that that's the differentiator, right? Is Sally Sugar has a brand where people are looking at her and they're being loyal to her regardless of what she's selling. So I think the most important thing is for people to understand how do you want your people to feel when they shop with you? So many times when people hear branding, they're thinking of a color palette or a logo or that they have to have it all figured out, you know? And the truth about it is yes, having a color palette and all of those things are amazing, but those things can evolve. But when you come out of the gate with your personal brand, the way you make people feel, they're going to remember that. Even if you don't ever want them to remember that, they're going to remember how you made them feel. And it's also going to make it so much easier for you to pivot from product to product if you decide to evolve, you know. So with me going from selling my own personal apparel to then selling LuLaRoe, my customers didn't care what I was selling. They knew that they were going to get great customer service and they were going to feel welcomed and valued and that they could ask me sizing questions and I wasn't going to body shame them or make them feel uncomfortable about checking the arms on, you know, a 3X t-shirt or something. I was going to be really honest, like, hey, this actually won't fit you, or yeah, girl, that will be fine. You know, so that's the number one thing that I always recommend is how do you want your customers to feel when they shop with you and building a community around that. No matter what you sell, there are always people that are in search of belonging, right? That's why social media is so prevalent in our day to day. Everyone wants somewhere to belong to. Period. And if you can create that safe space and you integrate a product or a service into that, your personal brand will literally be recession proof, you know, because people are still going to come to you and you're still going to show up for them. And regardless of, you know, like what's going on in the world right now, people are still going to show up for that. So that's the first two things I would really work on. And then definitely looking at, you know, color palettes and all of that. But understanding that, give yourself grace that you can evolve with that. Because so many times people will come to me for branding help and they feel like once they decide, it's there forever, you know? And I mean, yes, things live on the internet for a long time, but even, you know, Nike has evolved. Every big brand evolves over time. So I think it's just really important for people to understand that from a business strategy standpoint, your business will evolve. I hope it does, because that means you're in business long enough, you know? So to not feel so much pressure to get it right the first time when it comes to the schematics, but to get it right with how you're delivering your services and products to people.
Oh, I love that so much, because you're spot on, because it really doesn't matter if what color your brand is. Like, even my brand has gone through different rebrandings and stuff like that, you know, but your mission and your purpose and how you want to make people feel, that's the thing that's never going to change.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's really about living that feeling, you know. I don't do anything, nothing that doesn't help empower women, you know. Even if I was given six figures to work with a company that I feel doesn't align with what Beauty and Hustle does, I don't do it, because I know that will live forever and people are going to look at that and go, maybe she's not really who she said she is. You know what I mean? Maybe her brand really isn't about women empowering. So it's really about sticking to that feeling and that notion of what your mission is and running with it every day and living and breathing in it. You know, it's a big commitment from that standpoint to say, this is what I'm really here for, and dig your heels in and be committed to that process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. So I have a question for you. So I talk with a lot of women who they understand that they want to have a mission and a purpose and they want people to feel good, but they don't really know how to create that mission and purpose. So I'm sure through your coaching and stuff like that, you've worked with women who struggle with that too. So how do you help guide them to this is really the purpose that they should be going towards?
Yeah, so the way that I help people with this, and anyone listening, get a pen and paper out, is write down three things that you could talk to me about if I locked you in a room all day long. And it's really, you know, applicable right now with the whole quarantine thing, right? But give me three pillars of your life that you could talk about, that you could make video content on, that makes you excited, right? Not just, oh, I'm really smart at, I don't know, changing tires or something, but something like, if you change tires and it makes you happy and whatever, great, right? But that's where you should start. If you can think of those three things, and I'll just give you mine and maybe we can hear what your three things are. Mine are makeup. I mean, I'm a total makeup junkie. I love it so much. It's literally cured my depression on multiple times of just kind of getting back to reality and having fun with myself and not taking life so seriously. It's women empowerment and it's my animals. Like, I am a dog mom. I don't have kids. I can't have kids. And so I could talk to you all day long about my pit bulls and how to rescue and all of these things, right? So I think that if you start to really look at that, then you can also look at what the heck should you be selling? Like, where should you be going in your life? You know, because if you're somebody that's like, oh, I don't want to talk about makeup, well, then maybe you shouldn't be selling makeup. You know, maybe you should start a pet direct sale. Dude, that's a good idea. Somebody can come up with that and recruit me. I'll be your number one person, right? But you know what I mean? It's one of those things that you start and then you're like, wow, okay, well, let me think about that. Because then you can start to think about how you can message things. And through your messaging, you can start to find your purpose. And it doesn't always come easy. And sometimes when you sit there and maybe somebody listening right now is like, I don't know what my three things are. And I feel like sometimes we get depressed about that. Because as women, as moms, as business owners, as you know, as the one that everyone dumps into all day long, we forget about ourselves a lot. So if you feel a little discouraged by this right now, that's kind of normal. And I want you guys to make some time to really think about those three things and get back to that little five-year-old girl that was dancing in the rain that had no worries, because we lose her. We all have lost her at least a couple of times in life, and we'll probably lose her a couple more times, but it's our job to get her back too.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Well, the three things that I could talk about all day long, one is marketing. I love everything there is about marketing and strategy and all of that kind of stuff. I could talk business marketing 24/7. My second thing is homeschooling. So I have four kids that I homeschool, and I used to be an elementary school teacher. And so like just teaching and helping kids learn how to read and all of that is something else that I love. And the third thing is probably creating systems and like life hacks. Like I love anything that I can be like, all right, how can we take this thing that takes us like 3 hours to do and get it done in an hour? Like, I love that kind of stuff.
I love that too. We are really soul sisters. We're like, wait, that takes an hour. Give me an hour and I'll show you how to do it in 5 minutes every day. And now I just gained you 55 minutes of your day back every day. I love that. I bet how many people need you right now with the whole homeschooling thing.
Yeah, it's a little crazy because like, it's funny because our life hasn't really changed that much. We're already homeschooling our kids. We already work from home, you know, so nothing has really changed that much in my life, but I'm seeing a lot of my friends that are struggling because it can be tricky.
Yeah, totally. Especially when you're not prepared for it.
Yeah. So when you're like thrown into it, like I had like a whole summer to plan, you know, Yeah, just getting thrown into it is really hard. Well, I would love to do a shout out for you. Like, where can people find you and get more information about you? Because I'm sure that there's a lot of people listening who are like, I got to connect with this girl.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, you can go to my website is beautyandhustle.com, or they can find me. I live and breathe on Facebook. So if anyone ever needs anything, they can find me on Beauty and Hustle at Facebook or Chanel Rivera on Facebook. I answer all my own private messages, which is insane. And people think I'm crazy and they want to build systems for me. And I'm like, no, it makes me happy. So if anyone ever needs anything, I'm there. I'm here for you guys.
Awesome. That's great. Well, I'll make sure that we link to all those in the show notes too on this. And thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. This has been so much fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
I hope you got some amazing tips on how you can create your own personal brand. Because really, if there was no better time than now, well, there's not. It is right now. You need to be creating a personal brand. So think about the things that you're passionate about. How can you create a brand around that? And when that's the thing you focus on and that's the thing you start talking about, magic will happen. So I'm so excited that you were able to listen to this interview. And if you are not a follower of ours on Instagram, make sure you go check us out. You can just do @socialtenacity and make sure you follow us. We got some great stuff in there. Special things going on in our stories over there as well. So make sure you check us out, and we'll see you guys all on the next episode.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, I want to invite you to check out socialtenacity.com/secret. The Authentic Influencer Secret Society is the fundamental resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and leading a network marketing business. Whether you're still trying to figure out how to get your name out there to get noticed, or you already have a growing business and you're looking for ways to train your team and get more customers, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society can help you get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly implementation guides, exclusive member-only discounts and perks, and a supportive community to help you get all the feedback and encouragement that you need, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society is a perfect place for anyone that is looking to grow a successful network marketing business. So check out socialtenacity.com/secret.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.